Back to our second hour on World Crisis Radio, brought to you as always by freedomcalendar.com. Freedom Calendar for all your calendar needs, gifts. It's still the early part of the year. Nothing better than a calendar as a gift. Now, I have to warn the studio that I am getting tremendous feedback of my own remarks. Maybe you better try that outside. You unplug it completely. There we go. Now let's see if that's any better. Studio, it's no better. This is not working at all. We're going to go back to the phone, I'm afraid, because I'm hearing myself again. That's better now. How are we doing? I'm still here. Now, we'd like to continue our talk a little bit with Sean Van Dusen. Here we are. We're going to have Sean call in. I think he's still on. Can I hear something from the studio? Okay, now, we're trying to proceed on Skype, but we've also got our guest who's on the call-in line. Okay, he's got to pull away. He's going to pull away. Okay, he's now out the door. Okay, so let's proceed then with me. So this is again Webster Tarpley Crisis Radio, broadcasting now from the City Hall of Tacoma Park, Maryland. 9/11 Truth Event is starting up here after a 500,000-person demonstration on the National Mall, protesting the Bush regime and their various wars, obviously 9/11 truth. Okay, I guess we're going to have to, maybe we can get Sean Van Dusen back in a minute. Maybe somebody can tell him. We're just having so much trouble getting him. We're going to have to bring him up in a minute. Let's go on, though. I believe we had another participant in today's demonstration who's a fellow broadcaster from Athens, Georgia. Can we bring on our friend from Athens, Georgia?
Webb, can you hear me?
Yes, please introduce yourself. We talked before.
Yes, sir, Webster. This is Raymond Wiley from WUOG 90.5 FM in Athens, Georgia. It's a great honor to be on World Crisis Radio today.
Thank you. We're glad to have you. I'm sorry, I lost my notes because we're moving from room to room in this city hall as we're driven from one side of it to another as certain rooms shut down. Raymond, tell us your impressions. Tell us your views on 9/11, your impressions of today, and other interesting scenes that you happen to have experienced today. Take it away.
Well, sure. I guess I'll start off with sort of my own views about 9/11. I've been into sort of the secret government sort of area of studies for a long time. You know, reading about things like.
Raymond, the music means that we're headed for a hard break, and you know the business as well as I do. We'll be back on the other side of that break with Raymond Wiley from Athens, Georgia, part of the broadcasting community. Back in a second.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. Inner Health Botanicals, home of Inner Food, the revolutionary energy drink, and Nutra Cafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our Inner Food formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. Inner Health uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit Inner Health at innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. Or call 866-762-9238. Inner Health is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. I'm your host, Webster Tarpley. We're broadcasting today from the City Hall of Tacoma Park, Maryland. We're settling in now for another 9/11 truth event, this one in the immediate wake of a demonstration by 500,000 persons estimated by United Peace and Justice on the Mall protesting the wars, the Bush regime, and our particular specialty. We're demanding 9/11 truth, the one ingredient without which all of that is destined to fail. And we're talking to Raymond Wiley. He's a broadcaster from WUOG-FM in Athens, Georgia, 90.5 FM for those of you down there. His program is called Out There Radio. And Raymond was just telling us about his views on 9/11 and some impressions of this demonstration today. Take it away, Raymond.
Yes, actually, Webb, it was. I guess I caught on to the whole 9/11 truth movement probably a little bit later than than most most of the broadcasters who are currently covering it. We started off doing out there radio as sort of akin to something like In Search Of or Unsolved Mysteries, you know, but with a little bit more of an edge, I guess. And you know, we covered things like the CIA drug smuggling in the 70s and 80s, the MENA Arkansas scandals, the MLK assassination, and CIA sponsored coups, things like this. And you know, I guess it sort of primed me for the 9/11 thing. I don't know. To be honest, I was afraid to even look at it for a long time, just because of sort of the way it's sort of portrayed. You know, I didn't want to pick that scab, I guess, as Nixon would say. Anyway, I guess I got started about last fall. We had already done about 20 episodes, and the whole 9/11 truth thing sort of blew me away. Now, I say I'm more agnostic about it than you are Webb. I sort of waver between LIHOP and MIHOP, but as far as I'm concerned, if it's LIHOP, you're just as guilty of murder. being there and knowing someone's going to do an act is just as good to me. I mean, as far as in a court of law goes.
Now, let me just point out the difference. The big difference is that the official version, Unanswered Questions, and LIHOP all amount to the same thing in terms of your political map of the world, because all of them say, hey, there really is this Arab terrorist organization that wants to do these things, can do these things, has the ability to do them, and will do them if you allow it. And this is precisely what I deny. There is no such Arab organization with its any kind of independent existence. Al-Qaeda is a collection of patsies working for the CIA, and the founder of Al-Qaeda right now is the Secretary of Defense of the United States, Robert Gates, who founded Al-Qaeda back in the mid-1980s and even writes about it in a kind of limited hangout in his memoir, From the Shadows. And if you believe in LIHOP, you don't know where the next attack is coming from, because it's not coming from Hezbollah. It's not coming from any cave in the Hindu Kush. It's coming from Dick Cheney's office and from the bowels of the intelligence and security bureaucracy of the United States. And finally, if you believe in LIHOP, you're left with the idea, well, we need to fight a war on terror. We just need to do it better. And therefore, look for a candidate who promises to do that, such as Hillary Clinton. So these are the multiple dangers of LIHOP, as far as I can see.
I gotcha. Well, I tell you, I've read your book, and I think it's probably the best work that I've read on the subject. I mean, I know, you know, this is your audience is probably already familiar with it anyway. But what I was surprised at the march today, Webb, is that the language you are using on this show each week, the language you are using in your book, is being picked up on by these 9/11 truthers. I think that most of them are in your camp on this, to be honest with you. And I don't see anything wrong with that personally. I was very happy to sort of hear how eloquent people were as I talked to them. I went around today with a portable tape player or tape recorder, and I looked for 9/11 truthers. I looked for people with the signs. And I just went up and asked them, you know, one question: what does 9/11 truth have to do with peace? And their answers were extremely articulate. That's one thing I must say about this movement and about the different groups that came here from so far. I mean, one group even came from as far as Tulsa to be here today. And you know, they're very well versed. And I think a lot of the peace activists that I saw out here today, you know, a lot of them were, don't get me wrong, you know, a lot of them were very young, and it seems more like an outing to a lot of the people that I saw. But the 9/11 truthers that I talked to were up. They knew what to say, and none of them, like, they weren't stuttering. They all had a very, I guess, consistent way of looking at it. And then the word that came up the most when I talked to them was a linchpin. 9/11 is the linchpin issue, and I think I agree with you on that wholeheartedly, Webster, that the way to sort of get underneath everything, the war, the torture, you know, the loss of habeas corpus, all of that stuff is to go straight for 9/11 truth. It's like cutting all the heads off the Hydra at once, I guess. So, that's what
fantastic.
You know, I guess, yeah.
Look, maybe you could give us in a couple of minutes we have left, because we have some other people on the line. We have some friends from Philadelphia that have to be heard from, and I think Sean Van Dusen may maybe back just to round out what he was going to say. But what's the climate of 9/11 activism in Georgia, your part of the terrain?
Back in September, on September 11th, when the protests were going on all over the U.S., basically in every city, there were a few people in Atlanta that came out to the Capitol. It was a smallish gathering, but dedicated activists, where there were no dedicated activists before, and I think that's wonderful. Now in Athens, Georgia, I haven't really heard much from 9/11 truthers there. I've done some footwork up there myself, but then just recently, it's actually funny that you would ask this, because just this week I was on campus. I'm a student at the University of Georgia, and WUOG is the student station there, and you know, just this week I saw graffiti on campus for Loose Change that was just in random places, and I thought, wow, well, there are some 9/11 truthers here. I was sort of worried, you know. I'm like, I can't be the only one, you know. But today at the march really proved that to me, that you know, you listening out there, probably on your computer right now, you are not the only one. And there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are asking the same questions that you are. And I think that's what's really important. And another thing, you know, back at the beginning of the broadcast, you guys sort of cast your doubts on the fact that there weren't that many 9/11 truthers there. But just because they weren't all together in one brigade doesn't mean they weren't there. And also, I noticed in people's faces when they would look at my, because I was carrying around one of the DC 9/11 truth signs that they were very nice to give out today, and I would look at people's faces when they would see my signs and I expected to see sort of a wince or something out of people, as if they had already been primed to completely reject the idea out of hand. But I don't think it's that way here. I think this is the, you know, two-thirds of the people that you've been talking about for, I guess, a year now, who you can get the message through to. And, you know, and I think they're receptive. And I think the people here have been very receptive.
Absolutely, and, you know, receptive.
Good. Good.
And the other thing I would add, though, is if we have 80% of the people who are totally skeptical, that's about one quarter, don't believe any of it, and half of them thoroughly skeptical, the rottenness of the institution remains, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the mass media, academia, and so forth. But let me ask you now, if you're University of Georgia, but maybe it's time to have a 9/11 truth event there, and I'd like nothing better than to come down and be part of that, because it's an area where we need to have more of these kinds of things.
Absolutely. The South is it's not completely lost. You know, I've lived in the South all my life. I've lived in Georgia all my life. All my ancestors have lived in the state. And you know, my family has sort of watched as everyone around us has gone from being you know, at least by their vote, supporting things like the civil rights movement and such, to completely just giving in to, I don't know what the best way to put it is, religious, misguided religious rhetoric, especially. And it's sort of left people with the idea that the South is just, you know, it's like off limits. It's like enemy territory. It's not like that. Like, there are so many people down here who are thirsty for something else, and who realize, hey, this, you know, sort of what I've been sold as far as, you know, the politics, the Fox News kind of stuff, is not all there is. And, you know, we would love to have you down at the University of Georgia, Webster. I'm sure we could set up something where you could come and speak, if you're willing to do that. And I'd be happy to promote it on my show. So, yeah, that would be wonderful. Now, I don't personally know how much of an activist group there already is there, but I'm sure that with a little bit of work, you know, because I mean, that's really what it's all about, putting your feet on the street, as it were, and getting out there and, you know, putting up flyers, doing this kind of footwork. I mean, being an activist and pushing for I guess a new day in this country.
Hang on, we've got the music coming. A hard break is at hand. We're going to be back here with Raymond Wiley, and then we're going to go on to our two guests, Nick and Nicholas from Philadelphia, here on World Crisis Radio.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. This is your host, Webster Tarpley. We're broadcasting from City Hall here in Tacoma Park, Maryland, a near-in suburb of Washington, D.C. And we are talking last phases of our conversation with Raymond Wiley, who is a broadcaster at WUOG in Athens, Georgia, University of Georgia Student Station. His program, Out There Radio, 90.5 FM. And, well, anything else you need to tell us, Raymond?
I guess my final words on this would just be thank you for having me on the show today, Webb. And I wanted to point out not only as a link to my show, but also to your listeners who may not be aware, we don't just broadcast live. We do what's called podcasting, and that's more than just being able to download each episode as it becomes new, as it comes out each week. It's actually a way to tell the player that you listen to your files in that there's a new show each week. Like, it'll automatically update the show. So if you guys are listening live here, or if you listen live to a lot of shows like this, you'll find that a lot of them are podcasted, and you can listen to them whenever you want. You can listen to them when you're bored at work. And I know, Webb, all of your archives going back to March or April are up on the RBN website. And, if it weren't for that, I wouldn't be able to listen to your show most weeks. So I just wanted to.
Okay, wonderful. If people want to tune into your show, when do you broadcast?
We broadcast live on, Wednesday night at midnight Eastern, Thursday morning 12 a.m., whatever you want to call it. And also, our podcast, you can either go to our website, www.outthereradio.net, and you can download the episodes individually, or you can go in iTunes and subscribe to us in the iTunes podcast directory. So
okay. Thanks to Raymond Wiley, WUOG, Athens, Georgia, Out There Radio, 90.5 FM. And Raymond, remember, tomorrow we're going to be at, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we are going to be at Capital City Brewing, a cafe, Capital City Brewing Company, near Union Station on Capitol Hill on the Red Line here in Washington, D.C. We're going to have another 9/11 Truth event there with Craig Hill, and I'll be there, and I hope we get our interview done before that is over. And also remember, we're here at Tacoma Park City Hall, 7500 Maple Avenue, Tacoma Park, Maryland, about a half mile to three-quarter mile from the Tacoma Metro stop, right on the border between the District of Columbia and Maryland, and we've got an event going on here. We're going to get to a DVD later on. We've got speakers come and visit with us for the Night Owls tonight at 11:30 p.m. at Busboys and Poets, U Street Cardozo here in Washington. The big crowd that was here for the 500,000-person demonstration is going to be gravitating to Busboys and Poets to see Dr. Strangelove, the drama of nuclear war. Now, we've got, I believe we've got Sean Van Dusen back. Is Sean there?
I'm here.
Just want to let him wrap up. Sean, anything you needed to add? Anything you can tell us about, for example, the level of 9/11 truth activism on your campus or other campuses you're aware of?
Well, I'm afraid that it's pretty much just in its infancy at most campuses, and what I've been doing at Bard is just try to find a couple people who are willing to you know, participate in it, and then we've actually gotten in contact with Berkshire 9/11 Truth, which is the closest established 9/11 Truth movement, and we're trying to get them to come down and have some speakers speak to the students and maybe show some films. You know, it's just now starting. They are conscious of what has happened, and they know that 9/11 was an inside job, but for some reason it's just been difficult to sort of wake everybody up that it's time to act and to stop a war with Iran that, you know, could end civilization.
Absolutely. Okay. Anything else from Sean? Any plans that you have on campus? Any chance of getting an event on your campus? Can you set up a group?
Yeah, that's what we're working on right now with the guys from Berkshire 9/11 Truth, is to get them to come down and speak, and maybe, you know, get a speaker like you or somebody else, even the Loose Change guys who are just about 2 hours away from campus, to come down. That would definitely make a difference and help spark things.
Stir the pot. And remember, the big issue, New Hampshire primary, 9/11 truth squads. You want to get on the scoreboard, you've got to get into New Hampshire and confront candidates. Remember, we had the legions, you know, getting clean for Gene McCarthy 40 years ago. Well, now that's 9/11 truth squads. Go in there, track down Giuliani, Hillary, McCain, Obama, and the rest of them, and ask them all of those unpleasant questions that they don't want to hear. Break the controlled environment. Break into the media food chain. We look forward to seeing Sean Van Dusen of Bard College and other students in the future. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks a lot, Webster.
Okay. Now let's go on. We have two representatives of the Philadelphia 9/11 Truth Movement. I believe we have Nick and Nicholas, and I don't know if they're on the same phone.
Yes,
but we should welcome them on now.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Tarpley.
Come on, guys, identify yourselves briefly. Tell us a couple of things and give us the word.
This is Nick Falcone. Yeah, we're both members.
And you just ran into a hard break. We'll be back in a minute on World Crisis Radio here on RBN Live.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. I'm your host, Webster Tarpley, broadcasting today from the aftermath of a half-million person demonstration against the Bush regime, its wars, its lies, its totalitarian police state measures. And we are here at the City Hall in Tacoma Park, Maryland, where an important 9/11 truth event has already started up. And we'll be joining that, I'll be joining that in just a little while. But right now we're talking to a couple of representatives of the Philadelphia 9/11 Truth Movement. And after them we're going to hear from Source J, our special inside source from the think tank world here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. But please, the friends from Philadelphia, please take it away. I'm sorry you were interrupted. You ran right into the break.
Yes, Webster. Thank you.
Now we have about 20 minutes, so... Give us a good statement.
Again,
go ahead.
This is Nick Karangi and Nick Falcone from Temple 9/11 Truth in Philadelphia.
It's the Temple Group. Wonderful. Hey, we're so glad to see you. They didn't tell me Temple.
Yeah, we meant to meet up with you at 4 o'clock today. Sorry we missed that appointment. We were out there.
Wonderful.
And work.
All right, wonderful. We just had our friend Sean Van Dusen from Bard College up on the Hudson above New York City. And what we'd like to hear from you guys is your take as students now. What did you think of this demonstration today, pluses and minuses? What's the state of 9/11 organizing where you are? Give us an overview, because we don't hear enough from the student component of 9/11 Truth.
Sure. As far as the event went today in itself, I thought of it as if it was a tactical failure. I didn't see a lot of 9/11 Truth cohesion, especially in the march itself. There wasn't a contingency marching in solidarity, which I think was a huge issue. I know many others have said that so far. As far as making a presence, I feel we did have an impact, as Nick, myself, Mark, and a few others sat up on one of the main strips of the mall itself. We had images for courtesy of New York 9/11 Truth, the posters that they use. We set those up. We had about 5 images in all, and that drew in large crowds in a horseshoe-like shape, and they just sat around there, and they were asking questions and exchanging ideas with us while I was espousing our views and information over the bullhorn, and it was very effective. Webster?
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. And again, I tried very hard using this broadcast to get everybody to gather in one place at the beginning of the demonstration. And the problem was we never quite got the coordination we needed, right? This is one of the problems of 9/11 Truth, is that it's a kind of a crazy quilt of local groups.
Right, yeah.
A real umbrella organization is unfortunately not really given to us, and I think there was some confusion, which may stem from the United for Peace and Justice people, that they were not sure for some time if they would have a permit for a speaker's platform, and therefore the march route was also uncertain. So it was a little bit hard for us to say, everybody come to the corner of Constitution and Third at a certain time, and then we're going to march together. And I think I agree with you. That would have been better. On the other hand, we've heard from people who saw the fact that the 9/11 Truth contingent was so heavily spread out.
Yeah,
this also it increased the interaction. Let's hear from Nicholas Falcone too on this.
Well, something that I've noticed not only here but at Temple is that most people are aware of the 9/11 conspiracies, but they don't do anything about it. I mean, so many people that were there, they saw us with the signs, and they were cheering us on, saying, yeah, you know, I'm so glad you're out here. Thank you for being here. But then they themselves don't do anything.
Okay. Now, a little sketch of what's the action at Temple or generally in the Philadelphia area? We've got University of Pennsylvania, right, Bryn Mawr, I don't know. Any place that's a hotbed, anybody moving on this?
Yeah, we'd like to address that, and then we'll go back to a few things that happened at the mall as well today.
Fire away.
Sure. At Temple University campus right now, we have a small group of about 5 of us, which I refer to as the cadre of the movement. I mean, we're the backbone, we're the most solidly organized, and then we have about 3 or 4 others who are working part-time at it. And it's been fairly successful. We have a courtyard in our university at which thousands of students pass through there every day, and we're generally out there on the bullhorn, or we're doing hand-to-hand, arm's length, handing out literature. And it's been very successful. We're signing up people as members. We have them join our internet group, which is sponsored by the Facebook network. But the problem that we're finding is when you sign people up using email or you sign them up using these internet services, there's no interaction. There's no physicality to it, and that reduces the efficacy of actually recruiting those people. So what we've been doing more so is we go straight for telephone numbers. We go for the more interpersonal communication, and that seems to give us a better response. And also we're working closely with PA 9/11 Visibility, which is also another small contingency in Pennsylvania, right on the outskirts of Philadelphia. And we've been engaging in group activities, going out into the heart of Center City and doing outreach activities. And that's been fairly successful, but the common issue is that conflicts of schedules. I mean, when they're available, we are not, and vice versa. So, I mean, we can make it happen. It's just a matter of logistics.
Well, let me just repeat my hope that you guys can schedule a major event sometime in the next 2 or 3 months. And again, I'm always available to come to such things.
Yeah, we were posed at the Boston 9/11 event that we were going to possibly host July 4th in Philadelphia. Now that's still up in the air, but it's quite a possibility if we can get a more nationalized consensus on that.
Okay, wonderful. You said you had some other impressions of the demo.
Yeah, when we first arrived, we ran around to the back of the stage where we encountered Jesse Jackson, and I'll let Nick explain what happened from there.
Okay.
Well, we were about 10, 15 feet away from him. There were news cameras all around, and we were asking if he was since he was a member of the CFR, how come he's not talking about 9/11? I mean, what's his real agenda? And he was just totally ignoring us, and it was quite an experience.
Yeah. We were chanting Jesse Jackson CFR, Jesse Jackson CFR, and we do have a tape of it as well, which we will be uploading that to YouTube. And then we confronted him on 9/11. We said, talk about 9/11. 9/11 was an inside job, you know, so on and so forth. So we're going to be uploading that to the internet by this the end of this weekend. So that
guys, I urge you also to send that to 9/11 Blogger. That is to say, the parts that deal with 9/11 should go right to 9/11 Blogger, and I'm sure they're going to be interested. And therefore, I want to also qualify you. You guys represented a 9/11 Truth Squad this afternoon in what you did, and I want to congratulate you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Buster. And I wanted to
go ahead.
Okay. To just address the event itself, I feel as if it's designed to preserve the status quo. This is a steam valve. This is to slowly set out the pressure that's been building. It's a controlled event, so that's why I believe this was a tactical failure in itself. I mean, maybe in the long term we may have garnered some support out of it, but the event itself, I mean, we can all see that nothing changed as a result of this gathering today.
Okay, well, I admire your critical spirit, that's for sure. I don't know if I agree with all of your conclusions, but more power to you guys. Keep in touch, and if you ever need me, I'll be there, okay? Just up the railroad tracks.
And hopefully we'll see
you tomorrow. And tomorrow morning. So we've been talking to Nick Karanji and Nicholas Falcone. They're students at Temple University in Philadelphia. That's an excellent institution. We've had Joan Mellon of the English Department at Temple, a JFK researcher, on this program. So let me thank Nick and Nicholas. And now we're going to move on to Source J. We're going to go into the giddy world of the Washington think tanks on Capitol Hill. Source J, are you with us?
Yes,
speaking
I am,
from an undisclosed, speaking from an undisclosed location, Source J.
Yes, yes, that's correct. How are you? Glad to be here on the show tonight. So I guess you wanted me to talk a little bit about what's going on in Washington. I can tell you that 9/11 truth is being whispered more and perhaps more importantly spoken more, if only behind closed doors, around D.C., you know, by congressional staffers and in the think tanks. We had, I know Dr. Fetzer had a few meetings with congressional staffers when he was in town last week, and perhaps one thing that's putting together a lot of excitement among libertarians and others in D.C. is Dr. Ron Paul, the congressman. His candidacy for the Republican nomination for president, I think, has galvanized a lot of people. 2 weeks ago, Congressman Paul went on the floor of the House and said that he is concerned that a contrived Gulf of Tonkin-type incident might bring us into war with Iran. And, you know, the establishment in D.C. is not looking forward to such a war. And unless you're employed by the Mossad or Dick Cheney, almost everyone else in Washington is worried about this war. And I think 9/11 is creeping up on their subconscious because they're really worried about another war, and they don't know what to do or how to stop it.
Very important, and I'm hoping that the Democratic Party, who now lead these committees, will be bipartisan enough to take up what Ron Paul is talking about. Let's have Mrs. Pelosi impanel a special preemptive oversight committee on October surprises, Gulf of Tonkin's new 9/11 provocations, new blowing up of the new U.S. Maine, and so on down the line.
And I would suggest people get on the internet and look up the numbers for the committees, for the committee staff in the House and the Senate. Get the Defense Committee, the Henry Waxman's Government Reform and Oversight Committee. Those are good numbers, and just bombard the staffers with phone calls, and then they might have to look into it.
Okay, now concerning, did we detect anything in terms of the think tank community maybe mobilizing on trying to head off the looming attack on Iran?
Not just think tanks, but all kinds of conservatives and liberals and libertarians representing a number of groups are concerned about the war with Iran, and I think you're going to that opposition is going to get more and more vocal. There's starting to be a move to maybe work on bipartisan, nonpartisan, transpartisan strategies among people in D.C. on how to stop a war with Iran. So I find that to be encouraging.
And this, I take it, cuts across the usual left-right divide, right? It transcends it.
Yes, we would hope so. I mean, we know we had Congressman Paul and Kucinich and others, both Republicans and Democrats, have done a bill, a press conference, trying to stop war with Iran. Who knows how futile it might be, but just trying to reassert that congressional authority, saying, the authorization for the attack on Iraq does not give you permission to attack Iran, and that sort of thing. So we are seeing more of that. I know you're into the party realignment. I'm hearing rumors that Congressman Paul may be given the nomination of other parties, even if he doesn't get the Republican nomination, and perhaps even if he does. So that's something that's kind of bubbling under the surface right now. But if this issue of false flag terror and stopping the wars in Iraq and Iran is not dealt with head on, the parties are going to continue to fracture.
Okay. Any last word from you, Source J?
Only that you should visit total411.info, total911.info, and revereradio.net.
Okay, and that's where they can keep up with Source J.
Exactly.
Reporting from the labyrinthine Byzantine thicket of think tanks and intelligence.
One more thing. I would say to people out there who are supporting Ron Paul or Kucinich or any of these presidential candidates, send them a check for $9.11 or $29.11. Let them know that you expect them to bring up the 9/11 issue.
A good way of communicating. It's part of the communication that they will not ignore. All right, wonderful. Source J, that's total911.info, total411.info. Now, we have a couple of other people who have been with us here at the demonstration. First of all, Michael Yoder, a reporter for the Lancaster, Pennsylvania Intelligencer Journal, is, I believe, in another part of the building. Can we get Michael Yoder on the line? We don't seem to hear you, Michael. Are you up there with the switchboard? No? Okay. How about Matt Brossman? Do we have Matt Brossman? Conshohocken, Pennsylvania.
I'm right here.
You got to get outside the room. You're going to get feedback. I'm afraid we're not hearing you, so you got to call in again.
Yes.
Matt Brossman of Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. Now, you stood out. You're one of the most intelligent readers of my book that I've ever found, so I wanted to hear from you concerning, the demonstration. But you were just telling me what you thought the most interesting feature of 9/11 synthetic terrorism is.
The most interesting feature, thank you, Webster, the most interesting feature of that book, or indeed of any book, or of the whole movement, is something called Angel is Next, where someone called the Secret Service. This has been reported by, Haaretz and WorldNet Daily, and Dedka, basically the Israeli Mossad news service, that someone called George Bush and the Secret Service, giving them not only nuclear launch codes, but also a code that they were prepared to shoot down Air Force One. And that I found in your book as well as on those sources I mentioned. That really changed me from not really believing in this movement until believing in it.
Well, I want to thank you for that, because I find that this it's a source of frustration to me, I guess, that the 9/11 research community tends to ignore the evidence that I consider most important. That would be the drills, the 15 to 20 drills, air defense suppression drills, nuclear war drills, crashing planes into buildings drills, cruise missiles against buildings drills on that day, and above all, the angel is next, which comes from Dick Cheney. It comes from William Safire. It comes from Condoleezza Rice on the Sunday news programs, and many, many others. And that's, of course, where the invisible government speaks. It's an ultimatum to Bush telling him what he must do in order to be retained as a figurehead in this government when he turned the government over to them. So, Matt, any other comments on the demonstrations? We got to move on and try to give everybody. Yeah. Sorry, Matt. That's the hard break. We're going to give you about 30 seconds when we come back on World Crisis Radio in our last segment.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Thank you.
Welcome back to World Crisis Radio. I'm your host, Webster Tarpley, broadcasting from City Hall here in Tacoma Park, Maryland. And we want to thank Matt Brossman of Conshohocken, Pennsylvania, participant in the demonstration today, attending this event here. Let me just give people the rundown now. We're at Tacoma Park City Hall, 7500 Maple Avenue, with an event with speakers and a DVD. Later tonight, Busboys and Poets, U Street, Cardozo, Metro, almost midnight, Dr. Strangelove will be screened. And tomorrow at 9 a.m. at Capital City Brewing Company, near Union Station, Capitol Hill, Red Line, Craig Hill, and your humble servant. And we're joined now by Michael Yoder, a reporter for the Lancaster, Pennsylvania Intelligencer Journal. And Michael, you've been covering the demonstration today, and you had an interesting encounter, I believe, with a congressman?
Yes, I did, Webster. It's good to be here with you. A couple years ago, I was at the Downing Street Memo hearings in the Capitol, and Congressman Nadler from Manhattan was actually there. He was one of the congressmen that was watching Ray McGovern and some of the other speakers. I asked him about what type of movement's going on in Congress now relating to Downing Street Memo hearings. He said that there's a lot of investigation that needs to be going on about the war. I followed up with a question about what kind of movement's now going on with the 9/11 investigations, questions that need to be answered. He seemed to think that there wasn't actually any type of movement that needed to be taken place in Congress because the questions have been answered. One of his statements was, the truth of the matter is, I don't think most people in Congress think there's anything to touch. He went on to say, we know what happened there. There's not a serious opinion in Congress that there's much to investigate there. It's funny, you go on his website and there's about 50 different press releases of 9/11, health problems, bills to indict Chrissy Todd Whitman for her actions, allowing people to come back into downtown Manhattan, lower Manhattan, when she knew full well that the air quality was toxic. So, no, it's just interesting to hear those type of things. The whole movement is great. Just trying to break through to other people too. Giving away DVDs. I got a DVD of 9/11 Mysteries to Tim Robbins, the actor.
Michael, we've come to the end of our time. I want to thank you. You were acting as a 9/11 Truth Squad avant la lettre. And this is exactly what we're into right now, is confronting these politicians of all stripes and confronting them with the overwhelming reality of 9/11 Truth, which is now an organizational form that cannot be ignored. Apologies to callers we didn't get to. We tried our best to get everybody on. That's the end of our time for today. Back next week on World Crisis Radio from Washington, D.C., Webster Tarpley. And don't forget our host, our sponsor, Freedom Calendar, for all your calendar needs. See you next week. Sorry.